Well, it is time for us to... I should call this the News Hour with Scott Tatey, because Scott's got some of the best stories around from the Beaver County Times. Scott, thanks for joining us here on Y108. Nice to hear your voice.
It's always fun to be on with you guys.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk to you because I saw the thing about USA Today. Hopefully they will take this story about the Portobello Cultural Life Arts Center. Is there a future for this? Did they pick it up or what? And tell the story, because it's a good story.
Yeah, I Googled it today. USA Today is not running yet. Our newspaper, the Beaver County Times, is part of the Gannett chain, so they're always looking for stories from us.
And
we're pretty proud of this one. It's about an event that's happening in downtown Beaver Falls. They're calling it the Weeping Wall. There's this big fence. It's been there for future construction, like you said, of a new community center. Yeah. And the idea is people can go there and just write whatever they're feeling. Everyone's got emotions right now. A lot of people are angry. A lot of people are scared. So they have Sharpies there and Post-it notes, and you can just go there, write whatever you want, and people have really taken to it. There's just some really powerful, profound messages, and it's kind of a healing thing. It's a good way to peacefully get your feelings out.
I like that.
Like you said, it's kind of like the Weeping Wall in Jerusalem, right?
That's exactly where they got the idea from. A woman, Renee Sir, who's running this future community center, had seen it, actually, and just thought, why don't we do this in downtown Beaver Falls? And it's right next to Orm's Donuts, which is one of the landmark sites in Beaver Falls, so you can't miss it. If you're driving through, definitely check it out.
Okay, Scott Tatey is with us in Beaver County Times. On the other hand, there is a story that you posted. We weren't going to talk about this, but, I mean, the White Thorn Lodge in South Beaver, it's a nudist park? I had no idea. And Kristen's
a lot of people don't realize it.
By this.
Yes, I have been there. I did a story on it years ago, and the owner picked me up in a Jeep, an open-air Jeep. He was naked as a jaybird. It's burned in my memory, that vision. And very friendly people, the wonderful people out there. They have a big volleyball tournament that draws world-class talent. There are people who played collegiately. There are people who played in the Olympics. They go every Labor Day weekend and play nude volleyball.
Wow.
They can't have it this year, social distancing and all. But that was what the story was. You're going to have to wait until 2021 for the 50th anniversary. They call it the Super Bowl of Nude Volleyball.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
How is
Chris,
this real?
On Facebook, unlike the other Super Bowl, wardrobe malfunctions are welcome here.
Kristen's already bought her ticket, so I think
I really have. I just need to see this. I need to witness this. This, on top of everything that's happened in 2020, this was like the most exciting news article for me to see. I was like, wait, what?
This
has got a lot of reaction, yeah. I can see why. It's an interesting thing. Yeah, it's right there in a little nook of South Beaver Township, Beaver County.
Scott Tatey is with us. What do you think about the Garth thing? Any idea what drive-in he's going to pick for our area?
We can rule out the dependable in Moon Township because the Clarks are playing that night.
Wow.
Oh,
I did a little research here. So what Google's telling me, there's the Riverside and Vandergrift, and the Evergreen and Mount Pleasant are the two that I'm finding. It'll be one of those.
Okay. I mean, the one in Vandergrift is very popular.
You know, Garth's not going to leave out Pittsburgh, his love for Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. No, he has to. He has to. It's going to be great. I can't wait till they have the commercials at the beginning where they have the hot dogs jumping into the concession stand and all that stuff, you know?
Oh, he's going to ham it up for sure. He's going to love that attention. You know?
Hey, I think the hot dogs might be made by Trisha Yearwood. How about that?
And will they be serving Tito's vodka at the concession stand? That's the question.
And Kristen and I were saying yesterday, you'll be able to pick this up as an actual movie. It'll be released as an album, and you will have the best of available, all oddly enough, around Christmas time. Don't you think?
Nobody promotes better than Garth. He didn't just announce this. He says, okay, you got to tune in Monday to find out what drive-ins I'm playing in. No one else has done that. They would have just announced it right off the bat.
This is just going to be an ongoing thing until the 27th, until it actually happens. Scott, listen, man, it is a joy to talk to you. You're fun and you're smart and you have great stories, and I wish you the best. And we'll get you back on and tell some more stories, okay?
Oh, you guys do great work. Keep it up.
Keep your clothes on, all right?
I'll see you there next year.
I want to play wing. All right. It's Scott Tatey from the Beaver County Times here on Y108. One of our VIPs, truly a voice in Pittsburgh, powered by Bowser, where they are open for business with Y108.